albums by other artists, spanning such diverse areas as progressive metal, funk, blues, jazz, bluegrass, and avant-garde. More information about Buckethead in the First Avenue main room is available at first-avenue.com.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them, and not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
Yo, what's up, Twin Cities? Welcome back to another episode of Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. I am JSE the Navigator, joined by my man 50 Grand, the one and only B. Buckner is in the house. The bat sign is out there for Anthony Edwards. It's time to make a run. Kind of do your thing. Thank you again, Twin Cities, for tuning in for another episode.
Man.
Calling on them B-Boys.
How you doing today?
Yeah, calling on them B-Boys. Rest in peace to Afrika Bambaataa, who passed away earlier this week. One of those pillars of hip hop, very controversial figure. Unfortunately, later it would be shared that he had been abusive to young people. He was he started out in the I think the name of the gang was Black Spades. So he started out as a gang leader who you had an affinity for music and the B-boy battle started to replace some of the violence that was happening in the Bronx back in the day. But has grown to be, unfortunately, in the latter part of his life, as some things will reveal, a more controversial figure because of his involvement in some sexual abuse scandals. But he did pass away. Rest in peace to his family. It impacted a lot of different folks. I remember that Planet Rock track. I found a instrumental version of that. But I do remember when we had a disco in my church, we were getting it in. Listening to Planet Rock, one of those early B-boy, early hip-hop tracks. And 50 years plus later, we still living a dream, right? What's up, B? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm good, man. How's the sound coming through for you?
I hear you, bro. I hear you.
Man, it's good to be heard. It's good to see everybody. Good to feel everybody. Man, this is so much going on right now, man. There's so much going on. Mm-hmm. I mean,
Agreed.
I mean, just even in the last 15 minutes, we've had two congressmen resign.
Oh,
just FYI.
What did I miss? Man.
Man.
What happened?
Old boy from California, Swalwell, and Gonzalez, Texas.
Okay.
Literally, you can tell that the text was sent to try to make sure that there's balance. But really, I mean, hot off the presses, this is happening. And you just can't make it up with everything that's going on. I mean, seriously, the president is beefing with the Pope.
Yeah, I heard about the photo, AI photo of Trump being Christ-like, which is the craziest thing. He's more anti-Christ than Christ-like for dang sure. But yeah, you know, entering into a holy war, and now repent is what I heard coming from the Vatican, right? So
let's check the scorecard. So you went after the Muslims, and now you're going after the Catholics.
Oh yeah, equal opportunity offender. Clearly, and you know what? The Epstein files, they still waiting there.
Man,
still there. Pam Bondi's gone. Them files
start wars
are still there with all that's going down. Yes.
Start wars with Catholics and Muslims. Fired your people. You know, I mean, and now all of a sudden you got a DoorDash person bringing up a order to you from McDonald's to try to divert another attention as well. I mean, this guy, hey, man, committed to the hustle. That's committed to the hustle.
Well, you said by all means necessary. Took me forever to relinquish that statement that had been owned in my mind by Malcolm. You know, that's how I saw it. But, you know, as I see the way in which, we are being led, the abyss that we are being led into, clearly, you know, hide them Epstein files by all means necessary.
Man,
keep them hidden.
I wasn't even interested in the Epstein files. So now I got to see him. Now it's like, you know, it's like you're looking for meaning of life type stuff. That's where we're at.
Craziness.
This thing is ridiculous.
Craziness. It's like that, and that's the way it is. You know?
Man.
Bro.
But
for real,
you know what?
For real.
NBA playoffs start this week.
Yes. The Timberwolves are limping in, but they're healthy. I think. We think. We hope. We hope they're healthy. Right? They're coming in. El Boog has joined us. What's up, El Boog? How you doing?
I'm good now that you invited me to the party.
Oh. You were always invited to the party. We just haven't worked through the logistics. We, you know, how to get you through the velvet rope, you know, so you won't have to stand in line at the club. But here we all are.
I expect VIP.
Oh, I know you do. Bottle service and the whole nine.
Thanks for Crown Navigator again. As you're in the studio, we're doing our remote thing, you know, points undetermined. The reality is that without the Navigator, we would not be doing our thing.
100.
All right. I appreciate that. Timberwolves. We got KG back. Shout out to KG. He may still be in town. Made an appearance. The crowd rose up. Gave him the love that he deserved. Glad you're back in the mix. The new ownership team made some moves near the end of the season, the last quarter of the season. Some of those things seem to be paying off. Bones Highland, right? Averaging what he, I think he averaged 16 points over a five game run there near the end. Ant-Man is back. Jaden McDaniels. So let's see, y'all. Y'all got some reinforcements. Let's see. I mean, you're sitting in the sixth seed. Who do they face? I know it was either L.A. or Denver. Is it Denver?
Denver.
All right. So we've seen Denver before. We've beat Denver before. So what's that?
And they beat us. This is going to be your rivalry right here. This is going to probably be the best series.
It has. You know, we haven't quite leveled up yet. We want to be the rivals of OKC right in the West, right? But anyway, it should be interesting. You know, hopefully it's not a short postseason experience. I kind of feel like, you know, if they do the right things, you know, they can make it into the second round and maybe surprise some folks. But you got to have your mind right. Limit the distractions, maintain your focus, play a high level of basketball, defensive aggressiveness, and we'll see where the chips fall. Wow.
I mean, this is the dude time. I honestly haven't been, you know, I've kind of been watching the two worlds right awkward, now, but.
Awkward moments of silence.
I was leaving it open.
I put out the hopeful, I guess we'll see what happens. Mr. Buckner was speechless or was getting his order ready for Domino's later today. Anyway, it was also spring training, or not spring training, home opener, start of baseball season, Major League Twins Field is active. Any reports from there, from a sports standpoint? You got anything, Mr. Buckner?
First place.
Okay. How many games have been played? Like three, four games?
No.
Four or five?
Oh, no. We are week three. We're okay. 9-7.
Have there been that many games played thus far? 15 games?
We are.
Okay.
Man, hey, I'm not gonna get too happy. Yes.
Okay.
Doing all right.
All right. Let's switch gears to the Lynx. We're leaning in sports right now. New contract dynamics, right? The players, you pay me what you owe me. The players, their pay scale has gone up incredibly. As a result of that, we lost a couple players, but we were able to keep Courtney Williams on the squad. Who's the other?
McBride.
And then, of course, Nafisa, even though she's still hampered by injury. But we lost Smith, and there could be a change in how the power structure with a couple new teams coming on, a couple expansion teams coming on in the WNBA. Too early. I don't know if we want to talk about the rest of the field in the NBA coming up here over the next few weeks. I haven't had a chance to really look at the matchups and see who's going to be going at each other. I thought there was a play-in component. Is that happening sometime this week?
Starts tomorrow.
Okay. Starts tomorrow. So the play-in, Wolves start their series versus Denver this weekend, and we will see how it all plays out. So I think I have satisfied our conversation as it relates to the world of sports at this moment. Should we talk about other sports?
No, you missed one. Rory McIlroy.
That's right. The Masters.
He took home
another green jacket, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There were no Tiger sightings. He's still in rehab.
Switzerland
or wrong place.
Why am I bringing up old stuff? I don't know. A lot of people. I mean, I would love to see the numbers, right? For, you know, how many clicks, how many people are searching Tiger Woods. treatment, Tiger Woods make a phone call to the president of the United States while you while you're going through the DUI test. That is amazing. And why are you so sleepy at, you know, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Tiger? What you doing, bro?
Hey, man, Tiger Woods, man.
Tiger Woods.
We don't know what he's doing. We just know that he's doing
it. He's apparently slipping, for sure. Need to tighten your game up, bro.
I haven't even been paying attention to him. He's been slipping. I mean, he you know, he's got some things he's got to work out in his personal, within his internal self. So, you know, hope he does that. Hope he does that, but...
My grandmother would say that boy needs Jesus, you know. What was that, Buck? Can't hear you, man. You can break it up a little bit, bro.
I don't flip a Range Rover.
Mm.
Was it a Range Rover? I didn't know it was a Range Rover.
It was
okay.
A Range. I don't know.
That takes a lot. That takes a lot.
I mean, what you doing? That's the second time. Didn't the other truck like flipped? Like, what kind of driving you doing down a? Was that like a? Neighborhood, you know, coldest. where are the children? Luckily, ain't hit nobody. I don't know. Maybe Tiger need glasses, or he don't drive well. I don't know. You know.
Well,
to get that way, get that Waymo. That's what he's
get a Waymo. Yeah, yeah. You know, there's a that one golfer. Remember that golfer we got hit to just recently? JJ Spahn.
Hmm.
We were watching the tournament what is that tournament he was in? Valero. And we're like, who's the brown guy on the golf course? It's not Tiger Woods.
There were some brown dudes. There was yeah.
Yeah,
was
he won.
I saw that. I saw that. Cat out of Cali, Filipino Mexican.
Yeah.
Is his background.
JJ Spahn.
JJ Spahn.
So I'm gonna keep an eye on him since you know, Rory's gone on to win Masters twice now, so I don't need to keep an eye on him as much. Now I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be watching for Spahn to rise up even more. He keep winning. I hope he does. He's ranked 10th in the world.
Oh, he's good. He's good. He knows how to play.
You know, El Boog is on the mend. I saw her out yesterday swinging golf clubs. Yeah. Not, you know, level.
No, you didn't.
But you know.
No. You know. No. It was a birthday party at Top Golf.
mm-hmm.
And we stopped by. So happy birthday to Steve. And we stopped by and, you know, I wanted to see if I could move my arms. Mm-hmm. You know,
and what was the result?
I sat out the rest of the time.
No. No, your limits.
You know, I'm not so, you know, I just wanted to see if I could, you know, but how ready I am for golf season and, you know, return into back to normalcy. And yeah, so we'll see. I've got a lot of room to grow. A lot of time to still recover. May-ish is when the doctor's saying, so we'll see. But it was fun to be outside. It was a beautiful day yesterday. I mean, we were out, not technically outside. We stopped by there for 2 hours just to say happy birthday. But, we were still kind of outside.
Mm-hmm. It was.
Did you enjoy the weather yesterday?
No, that would be negative. I was indoors all day, all through the weekend, actually. So it's you know, one of those things. It's kind of just, you know what you can handle at that point in time. You know.
Yeah, so I'm just stir crazy.
Stay in your lanes. Is that what you're saying?
Stay in your lanes. Stay in the lanes.
Speaking of staying in your lane or, you know, staying with the rhythm of the show, I think it's about time to take a music break. I'm not sure what the rest of my colleagues, how they feel about this, but I think from my perspective, it's time to take a quick music break. Thank you for tuning in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, KFAI.org. On the net, Fresh Air Community Radio. We'll be right back, y'all.
Universe. Programming on KFAI is supported by First Avenue, presenting Dead Meadow at the Turf Club, Saturday, April 25th. Since 1988, Dead Meadow has been at the forefront of the psychedelic stoner rock genre. They're touring with their latest release, Voyager to Voyager, an album with a meditative groove that lets the expansive songs loop and layer with leads and riffs that vary and surprise the listener. More information about Dead Meadow at the Turf Club is available at first-avenue.com.
Do I love you? Do I lust for you? Am I a sinner because I do the two? Can you let me know right now, please? Benita Applebaum. To question the authority. Chairman of the board, the chief of affections. You got minds to sway in your direction. Hey, you're like a hip hop song, you know. Benita Applebaum, you gotta put me on.
All right, welcome back, Twin Cities. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI. I want to send a belated birthday shout-out to none other than Jonathan William Davis. Most of y'all know him as Q-Tip, the abstract poetic. Celebrated a birthday yesterday. Kamal Ibn Jord Farid. I probably clobbered his name in, is that Amharic? Arabic. The abstract tip, the last Zulu, Kamal the abstract, a tribe called Quest, Q-Tip, a big part of why we do our show. Right. If we're being perfectly honest, we call our show Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy, which is a play on an album a Tribe Called Quest put out called Beats, Rhymes, and Life. Profound impact on hip hop. When we started out with Legends, first paying tribute to recently deceased Afrika Bambaataa. Out of that, you know, comes, you know, the Zulu Nation and, you know, some different dynamics in hip hop and how, you know, how it would progress And, you know, early in its evolution, I mean, not too early, but, you know, within its evolution, as it starts to cross-pollinize and really just take over, we get this group, a tribe called Quest, you know, that comes out connected to De La Soul and the Jungle Brothers and Queen Latifah and Moni Love, and most importantly to DJ Red Alert. If you have not seen the movie Beats, Rhymes, and Life, I highly recommend it. It's a documentary about A Tribe Called Quest. You know, several of the members of the group, you know, some of the dynamics that they went through as young men, you know, evolving, taking over, becoming mega stars in the world of hip hop, you know, really dominant force for a period in the early 90s. But I really urge you to go see that documentary. You see the interplay, of course. Fife Dawg passed away some years ago. Now, is it almost like 10? You know, time flies so quickly. I'll have to pull that up. But, you know, the Tribe Called Quest was Q-Tip, Fife, Shahid Muhammad was the DJ, and then Jarobi, who was an interesting character, not one of the lead rappers, but one of the cats who had the vibe of Tribe and was given that recognition by Q-Tip. And you could see that if you see that documentary, it comes with like segments of interviews and, you know, maybe some video that they have from being on the road. And, you know, anyway, we're celebrating another important figure in hip hop today, and you know, expressing our appreciation for his contributions to the game.
That's right. That's right. This is what it's all about. We appreciate the background, the history lesson, and this is what it's about. The hip hop. You know, hip hop doesn't stop. Yeah, it's been about 10 years, man, since Fife. It's passed, man. That's been a long time, and you know, I'm glad we continue to honor, you know, those who have blazed that trail for us and created this thing called the legacy of hip hop. 53 years now?
Man, this the years just keep going. It just seemed like we were talking about the 50th anniversary from that party at 1520 Sedgwick Avenue in the Bronx, DJ Kool Herc. But that was a couple years ago now. We'll have I believe it's the 53rd anniversary will come up on, I believe, is it August 11th?
Yeah.
Something like
August
that.
August 11th.
Something like that. Yeah. So, we keep, you know, folks keep rhyming, beats keep coming out, you know, I feel like I make a beat a week. So the love of hip hop, the expression, people still write rhymes, elders write rhymes. Spitting those artists who have been dormant for 10, 15 years, coming out, dropping albums, collaborating, you know, you got a whole new generation. So yeah, hip hop still alive and thriving. We all know that. Otherwise wouldn't have a show, right? If it had tanked and, you know, if we were no longer, appreciating or you know, regenerating, you know, new vibes and new sounds. But anyway, that's how we do it up in here.
I would disagree. We could evolve. We could be, you know, sax, trumpets, and jazz with hip hop, with democracy, or rock and roll democracy. acoustic democracy. Yeah, we could evolve. We could evolve.
Are you saying?
Okay, maybe I would be the only one then speaking about music.
I mean, I appreciate music. I think we should spend some time moving forward. We've talked about this before, El Boog, where we play some of the tracks from artists that contributed to the sound of hip hop that are kind of outside of the normal set of sounds that people kind of contribute to the music, the origin mm-hmm. of the music. There's a lot of different things. I mean, I talk about the first record I bought, which was Another One Bites the Dust by Queen, which was a very good B-boy song. You know, we started out musically this evening with Afrika Bambaataa and Planet Rock, and then Looking for the Perfect Beat. And I would say those records, those songs came out before hip hop had matured lyrically. It was when it was really just about the music and about the B-boys and about the graffiti. And, you know, lyricism was still yet to come. I was having that conversation with my daughter over the weekend about, you know, remember that in real time here in the Twin Cities when, you know, there were all these various breakdancing crews and who would come together and battle crews from over this way, Cedar Riverside, Southeast Projects over that way, North Side, South Side. You know, when we would have, you know, the parties in the parks by Travitron and LST and all the other DJs here in the Twin Cities, and we would come together and you know, get our spins right, spin it on the back, helicopter, spin on your arm, spin on your hand, you know, kept copping a freeze. I was at Roosevelt this past weekend. Roosevelt High School was reminded of breakdancing in the hallways and you know, the tracks we play earlier, you know, that was to start the show. That was, you know, that particular era of hip hop. And then you fast forward to the late 80s, early 90s, and you get Q-Tip and A Tribe Called Quest, which was, you know, by that time we got videos. There's a visual component. There's an Afrocentric component that's kind of made its way into hip hop from a consciousness standpoint. And then you get, you know, lyrical wordplay that begins to evolve, you know, a la, you know, and thanks to, of course, to Rakim and KRS-One and others who elevated the conversation. But, yeah, we're just thinking about those times, those very, very important times in my life.
Well, just, you know, like most art, it evolves through time. It draws its inspiration as more and more people, you know, become interested and want to involved and want to be a part of the hip hop culture and their inspirations and their, you know, from their lives puts into the mix, you know, culturally inspirations from around the world. There's global inspirations. There's, as I said, culture inspirations like our Ojibwe and Cree mm-hmm. and inspirations that are now informed in indigenous hip hop. So there's a whole lot of different, you know, folks coming into the mix over the last 52 plus years that have really evolved hip hop into something more than just a couple beats, right?
Agreed. Yeah. I mean, you have, Kamal's an example of hip hop artists that become, get involved in a lot more other things than just write rhymes and producing songs, which Q-Tip also has to be credited to, a great producer, but was an actor. As I was using Poetic Justice, right?
Yes.
Right? With Janet Jackson. He was her first, I don't know if he was her first love, the way they depicted it, but she was dating him. He got gunned down at the movie, right? The theater.
Yeah. Oh,
and then that's how Pac, you know, try to move in, the postman, right? So anyway, we continue to tell the story,
hip-hop has potato chips.
Oh yeah, the
potato chips. You know, there's liquor. You know, Snoop Dogg's at the Olympics.
Liquor been around for a minute, you know, for real.
You had the B-boys, you had the DJs, and then you had the sure enough the liquor,
right? Really, Hennessy. We know Nas had a deal with Hennessy, Jay-Z with Cristal. I mean, you know, Puffy. All you know, most of the artists.
Okay.
What's
that say about hip hop? We're chips, potato chips. liquor, shoes.
Get shoes.
We're
shirts.
We're definitely
FUBU. FUBU from LL, right? Yes.
Yeah. There's no tofu in hip hop. I'm just gonna say it that way.
No. Wu-Tang branded tofu.
No, Wu brand. No, none of that. Hey, none of the.
You can't knock the hustle, though. You can't knock the hustle. Right?
But yes, I think you bring up a good point on that. I mean, we've always used our, you know, celebrity, not necessarily to be healthy.
True. Mm-hmm. Facts. Those are facts.
It's just an observation, you know, not. There's few and far between celebrities who you know.
What's that, Elbow?
Let's say there's just few and far celebrities who really, I think, that really endorse a healthy life outright with their product endorsements. I think Jessica Alba was one of the first, not one of the first, but one of a popular one with her product line that she created herself called Honest, which is, you know, baby products and feminine face products, all natural. But, you know, there's some out there, but just, you know, that you got to reinforce the lifestyle that you're building your fame off of. And for Snoop and some others, it's lending their name to their favorite things. Even the green. Seth Rogen, he's famous for movies. He has a whole company that makes these customized, like, products for smoke, like greens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Customized trays, ashtrays and such. Yeah. So, you know, it's an extension of who they are, and it's smart branding, smart marketing, I guess.
They say more money, more problems. They probably got bills to pay. So they gotta,
get creative.
You gotta get creative, to sell their gear, sell their wares. Let's take another quick music break. Thank you for tuning in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on Fresh Air Community Radio. We'll be back in just a minute, y'all.
Back in the days when I was a teenager, before I had status and before I had a pager, you can find the abstract listening to hip hop. My pops used to say it reminded him of bebop. I said, well, daddy, don't you know that things go in cycles? Way the Bobby Brown is just amping like Michael. It's all expected, things are for the looking. If you got the money, quest is for the booking. Come on, everybody, let's get with the fly mode. Still got room on the truckload of black gold. Listen to the rhyme to get a mental picture of this black man, black woman picture. Why do I say that? Cause I gotta speak the truth, man. Doing what we feel for the music is the proof. And planet on the ground, the act is so together. Bonafide strong, you need leverage to sever. The unit, yes, the unit, yes, the unit called the Jazz is delivering each year an LP filled with street goods. You can find it on your rack in your record store. If you get the records, hey, your thoughts are adored and appreciated. Cause we're ever so glad we made it. We worked hard, so we gotta thank God. Dishing out the plastic, do the dance till you're spastic. If you diss, it gets drastic. Listen to the rhyme, cause it's time to make gravy. If it moves your booty, then shake it, baby. All the way to Africa, aka the motherland. Stick out the left, then I'll ask for the other hand. That's the right hand, black man. Only if you are noted as my man. If I get the credit, then I think I deserve it. If you fake moves.
Support for KFAI comes from the Dakota, presenting Julius Rodriguez, Monday, April 27th. Jazz composer, drummer, pianist, and multi-instrumentalist, Julius Rodriguez is known for his deep understanding of traditional jazz with modern influences to create a distinctive voice that resonates across genres. He's touring with his latest release, Evergreen, an album that shows the importance of having no boundaries among musical genres because everything can work together with the right attention to the details. More information about Julius Rodriguez at The Dakota is available at dakotacooks.com.
Word is born, you got 6 minutes on that jack, kid. This is real.
Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Hey, yo, check this shit out, man.
Hey, yo, go on, give me a cigarette, man.
Yo, here you go, here you go, here you go. Check it out, man. Check out what I got here, man.
What is that? What's that? Yo, it's a letter I got from my man Nas, man. Where was born?
What up, kid? I know this is rough doing your bit. When the cops came, you should have slid to my crib. Big off black, no time for looking back is done. Plus, congratulations, you know you got a son. I heard he looks like you. Why don't your lady write you? Told her she should visit, that's when she got hyper. Flipping, talking about he acts too rough. He didn't listen, he be ripping while I'm telling him stuff. I was like, yeah, shorty don't care. She a snake too. Off with the big info from that fake crew that hate you. But yo, guess who got us in the dome piece? Jerome's niece on her way home from Jones Beach is bugged. Plus little Rob is selling guns on a dime. Hanging out with young thugs that all carry nines. And nighttime is more tripe than ever. What up with poor Mega? Did you see him or y'all together? If so, then hold a fort down. Represent to the fullest. Say what's up to Herb, Ice, and Bullet. I left for half a hundred in your commissary. You was my nigga when push came to shove.
One what?
One love.
One love. One love. One love. One love.
All right, Twin Cities, welcome back. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy.
So, real quick,
yeah,
we were talking about those potato chips.
Yes.
In case people were wondering, they're called Rap Snacks.
Rap Snacks,
and Rap Snacks. You know who the co-founder was?
Was it Master P?
Yeah.
Yeah, good job. I think I remember that.
Yeah, Master P.
Always been on the hustle. For sure, you know, I mean, that was a beautiful thing. Like, that track right there, you hear a lot of Nas.
Yeah.
But Q-Tip is singing a hook on that and produced that track, and that was Illmatic. That was Nas's first album, one of the best produced albums ever in the history of hip-hop. Q-Tip, Pete Rock, Premier, DJ Premier, and others were a part of that project. And you know, I think, you know, the music industry is known to be, oh, what's up, bro? How you doing? Sirius Black is entered, and is on camera. What's up, bro?
That's the cat. That's the cat. He likes to join me when I'm sitting at the desk. He thinks it's a Zoom. He knows it's a Zoom meeting. He knows there's cameras, and He'll sit down at the bottom of my chair and meow the whole time until I pick him up and let him look into the camera.
Yeah, he does that when I'm
so
on
he's
work
joining
calls.
The show tonight.
Yeah, he's definitely.
He's a character. He's a character.
He definitely, straight out of comic strip. But, you know, again, you know, we're talking about, you know, when you think about the history of the music industry and the way it has really victimized many artists, you know, going back years, you know, we see that in some of the contracts that some of the young men and women artists of hip hop signed, and, you know, they weren't able to recover their catalogs. They were getting pennies on a dollar. Meanwhile, promoters, record companies are getting millions off of artists. And so you begin to see a transformation. You know, I mean, I think it starts with the production side where, you know, you got a good style, you got a good vibe. And if you can do more than just rap, which clearly Q-Tip could do that, Master P could do that. We know Kendrick Lamar, you know, folks who are new to the game, but many others that, you know, hey, Rakim was a DJ. So, you know, you have to find other ways to make those dollars. And I think, you know, hip hop did show this very organic way in which folks transformed, you know, once they were in the game, once they got, you know, notoriety for their talent, when they made it their profession, you know, they had to make some dollars, you know, and right. When we know they weren't getting them from the record companies. I mean, it took De La 30 years to get there. I don't even know if they got their masters, but it took them a long time. You know, Tommy Boy had sold their operation, and that led to inability. You know, they had to they put a lot of pressure, public pressure, on that deal because everyone wanted to hear their music. You know, once we moved into an online environment for music, you know, people want to be able to access it. You know, it's good music that was made back in the day. So anyway, been an interesting journey. I give a shout out to those guys who have rest in peace. We had Disco T on. He talked about, you know, being a DJ. And he said only thing DJs, you know, there's no retirement plan for DJs. Most of them just end up with bad hearing, you know, from having the headphones on all the time, listening to music really loud. And so he said he was going to do more than that. He was going to use his entrepreneur spirit to, you know, make sure they have, there was food and work out the deals with the club owners. And, you know, you see a lot of folks like that, that emerged, you know, artists and Snoop Dogs, and now he's got shoes, and other things, you know, that he's peddling. And, I mean, peddling kind of, maybe that's not the best term to use, but
promoting.
The truth is using, you're using your celebrity, to stay above water. Cause you know, more money, more problems, that came for a reason. You know, when you have a certain income, you know, you're just going to buy the bigger house and you'll be more indebted than someone, you know, who couldn't afford maybe that house. So the game is still the same. So you have to keep generating revenue to stay above water as you further extend yourself. You know, it's the way our society works.
So. It's the hustle.
Exactly.
But so I just saw trending news that just came through. Did you hear about your commander in chief, your president?
Come over in chief. What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Posted a picture of himself as Jesus healing someone.
As Jesus.
Did you see it, B?
We were talking about it.
We touched on a little bit, but the reality is that we should probably touch on some more because my man's just ridiculous on that one. That's just,
No, he said he was representing himself as a doctor for the American Red Cross. But the trending news now is that it has been deleted. And it was him as a doctor. So he said, stop lying on him.
I think it's kind of
fitting, but they should have put some horns in there, you know. And you
doctors
know,
don't wear horns.
No, I'm just saying that's an antichrist. You know, you think of the way those
angelic
figures. I did. I said it.
I didn't no say problem. That, but you know,
I own that. You know,
I was just.
I'm just amazed on where else these people would go. But I'm not sure. Did y'all get a chance to check out the 60 Minutes report with Norah O'Donnell and the three archbishops from America yesterday?
Lawrence O'Donnell?
No, I haven't recorded, though.
Was it Lawrence O'Donnell?
Norah O'Donnell. From 60 Minutes. Great interview. And, you know, Catholic, archdiocese, the cardinals normally don't get involved in these conversations, and they went straight in. They went straight in yesterday, and was like, "Look, yes, we got a problem. Yes, we're going to speak up on this. Yes, we're going to do this." And you know, again, you got Pope Leo now, and you know, from the south side of Chicago, who's coming in, you know. Who's not taking any shorts. And I think what's going to happen pretty soon is this thing with the 25th Amendment is going to pop up. This was a bad weekend for the MAGA movement. They went over to Hungary and tried to save that election, and Viktor Orban lost.
He did, yay.
They couldn't get the deal out of Iran. Iran's basically now going to hold the rest of the world hostage because of America, and then probably deliver some type of humanitarian activity for a lot of people who need those goods. And it's just diminishing the spirit. This president is breaking America from the inside. You couldn't break America from the outside, but somehow he's breaking this thing called America from the inside. And it's just ridiculous that it's continuing to happen.
Yeah, and you're picking a fight with the holy man, that's Pope Leo, and saying that he's not tough on crime.
not tough on crime. I can't stress this enough. He's taking on the Catholic faith as well as the Muslim faith at the same time.
I mean, yes, because they consider Jesus as a prophet or as a holy person, even though. So that's, I read that, and I don't know the exact connotation, but that's what I read. And there, you know, and one of the Iranian leaders also sent out a response to say, basically, you should not be, you've drawn the line now, bro. You've drawn the line. So what I did when I was seeing this headline, because I saw a BuzzFeed that said 38 reactions to that AI generated image of your comb over in chief as a doctor for the Red Cross or Jesus. It was 38 different responses from MAGA folks. And a lot of it was, I'm so embarrassed. I voted for you. I voted for you three times, dude. Now you've crossed the line. This is embarrassing. To blasphemy. Now it's crossing. Now you mess with them on this side, but they believed he was holy until now. And so I was curious, because I thought, you know, there was a lot of tweets that went out last night and the other night, and it just really had me thinking of the conversations people are having about sundowning. Is that what's happening? And there's a lot of articles when I typed it in that it was blocked or taken down if somebody mentioned is president sundowning, and I'd click on it and be like, this page is no longer up and blah blah. And I was like, oh, interesting. But I found one that was from some random, and they let it stay up, I think, because their angle was, is the analysis of the tweets shows that he's sleeping less and getting angry over time, AKA in sundowning. For folks who have not experienced that, that's what happens. And if you're, as your parents age or have Alzheimer's or dementia and such, that the later it gets in the day, the more mood swings they have, the more agitated they get, and the more, you know, kind of confused. My grandma had a lot of that when I would care for her, a lot of confusion at night, forgetting where she's at, linking things that don't make sense, you know. So the tweets, and most of the tweets come around midnight, and they get angrier, the study found, angrier and more negative as the evening into early morning goes on.
So what wasn't this the guy who said don't vote for Biden because he was too old and not reliable or whatever else?
And maybe that's why he tweeted some articles about him last night.
I mean, can you let Joe Biden's just trying to ride the Amtrak up and down the eastern seaboard and just hang out with his people? He ain't trying to do nothing to nobody right now. I mean, just let Joe Biden alone and own the economy. You got to own the economy. This is your stuff now.
Yeah, the problem is when you are the person creating all of the chaos, right? Mm. It's hard to bring up, you know, the inadequacies or failures of others when you're the person who is the reason for gas prices being what they are, for the country to be engaged in multiple military conflicts at the same time, for Medicaid benefits to be withheld as, you know, spending for defense has been increased exponentially, when the big, beautiful, ugly bill has benefited billionaires and others, yet states, whether it's Minnesota being targeted or other states, people that need those resources, depend on those resources for health care, for their livelihood, for their companies, for, you know, the civility that has been, you know, sucked right out of society. And you're the person responsible for all that. It's hard to hide behind, you know, a guy, to B. Buckner's point, is, you know, enjoying his time, you know, in the sun, and doing his thing.
He's got cancer treatments.
Well, yes.
So I'm sure he's enjoying the, you know, time, but he's got his health to take care of. But, you know, I want to share, though, you know, sundowning is a real thing. So I'm not saying it in light, because as I said, I watched my grandmother go through this as I helped care for her. And it is linked to, my grandma has dementia, and it is linked to Alzheimer's. And so it is a concern. So I thought, well, I hope that his assistants take into account some treatments that they could do to maybe curb his late night tweets, like no caffeine, wake him up if he starts to nap during the day, dim the lights around the White House, you know, put on some white noise,
put on some Barry White music to calm the mood.
No, because he was taking naps during the cabinet meeting. So no, this is, come on.
What about
wake him up during those meetings so that he doesn't have these episodes of tweeting late at night. So my recommendation to them is to take these things into account, that they can, you know, slowly do these things like I did with my grandma. I would quietly start turning down the lights, and I would put on some soft music, and I would spray some aromatherapy to try to get my grandma to start calming down. I think his assistants could do that. Chief of staff could do that for him.
Or they could show him the CNN approval polls, which got him at about 37%.
That will rile him up. Okay, that's talking about how do you get him stress him out to have a calm night's sleep so that his REM isn't interrupted, he stays off of social media. You know, the blue light screen you lecture me about all the time.
Yes.
You know, keep that away.
Considering how many families his policies, you know, I couldn't even get through all of them. We got the ICE occupation of, you know, major metropolitan areas, you know, assault on Somali people here in the Twin Cities.
He did that late at night?
I'm saying, I don't know. Maybe they should do the opposite.
because he's doing that during his prime time, during the day, during a news conference.
I mean, I wish I could have some sympathy for his, you know, health issues when condition. He is doing harm to millions of people and is now destabilizing the globe. So
billions of people.
I don't know.
I mean, he's picking fights with the Pope.
We're running out of things. I mean, it's so scary that, you know, all we could do is try to laugh it off. But, you know, we're heading into world war, right?
Laughing it off.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, well, real quick, because you got to remember, he has the nuclear codes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the scary part. I'd rather have him tweeting than actually trying to figure out where the football's at. And remember, at the end of the last administration before you left, that's what the Congress was worried about. And you literally had Republicans and Democrats working together to make sure that he didn't have access to the football. That's where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're at. The problem that we need someone to step up within that cabinet and say, enough is enough. We can't continue to do this.
Maybe Melania will, because she did her commercial. Wow. She told all of us enough's enough with her. Maybe she could do it.
Wow, she didn't know Jeffrey Epstein. You know, we're about to get up out of here. We should talk next week about what is waiting 25. In the wings. Yeah, we got midterm elections. We got a lot of activity happening in this state. You know, some change is down the road, as the come over in chief, I don't know. I mean, November elections could grind this thing to a halt. Could look very differently. But we do have to get up out of here, y'all.
We got to get to November. What you talking about?
You're right, though.
Be safe, folks. Be safe. Watch out. Watch the weather. Make sure, just in case there's those severe reports coming through, be safe and put some Masema and some blessings out for our troops that are in that blockade.
That's right. protect your neck. Thank you for tuning in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy, another episode. We up out of here, y'all. We'll be back next week. One love, one love, one love. Happy belated birthday, Kamal. Shivers, water we flow, spilling like rivers. Flood in the street, hoping the swimmers move like gorillas. King Kong's Godzilla's when we roll up. Seat filling the get up when I show up. Please don't throw up. Hold your liquor, girl up. If you're robbing it, we gon' show you how to blow up. Thank your lucky stars, it's the rap czar. Tuck your shit in my new bite like a rantin. To my chagrin, you never win. Model thing. Did you know you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio? That's KFAI, 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and St. Paul, or online at kfai.org. Well, you are. Yeah, I knew that. The viewpoints